Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Indeed, we are back. Hour number two of this fascinating program. Peter Van Dam, my producer, is jumping up and down. He finds it absolutely astounding, and he's very just spellbound by it, as you are, I'm sure, out there. Because, as you can hear, Peter is very unpretentious and very, I think, just matter of fact and very humble about it. Peter is hardly a man of huge stature. When he says he had six prison guards, big ones around him, you know, Peter, how much did you weigh at the time, if I may ask?
My weight's been pretty constant, around 135, 140.
Wow. And you had all these big, burly guards around you.
Oh, huh? They're big.
And
they're...
I know. That's amazing. And yet you is a little David against Goliath in the legal sense there.
I've been assaulted by him.
Yeah, yep.
I mean, they physically have hit me, almost killed me once.
You were beaten in prison, weren't you?
Well, not beaten, but I was hit.
Well, what do you call it?
Right at the third cervical point where you could get killed very easily.
Yeah.
It was a karate chop from behind.
And who was responsible for that?
Well,
this is while you were in prison?
It was the first time I was ever at the ACI. Yeah.
First incarceration. Okay.
Yeah.
Incredible. All right. Here's a survivor story and here's a patriot story. Join in. 800-313-9443. Mike in Kentucky. Hi, you're on the program.
Yeah, for those naysayers out there that may be listening in that like to call people like Peter crank,
mm-hmm.
I'm asking, the question I've been asking for about 15 years is how else is this cave or whatever, bankruptcy, perpetual debt, and perpetual national emergency, how else is this going to get resolved unless we just basically throw a wrench in the works in the local court systems,
mm-hmm.
and because it really overloads the system, I think, if people, you know, were to do this. However, I think we do run a danger of them pulling an op on us, like 9/11, and trying to justify a higher level of or more open police state or national emergency, which we see coming mm-hmm. every day with the technology they're pushing on us. But I was wondering if you had any success with a pre-plea private demand on the individuals that claim to be in office for a bill of particulars, an actual bill of particulars, and not what they will supposedly voluntarily submit to you, which basically is a restatement of the charges.
Well, you know, there's so many different approaches that you can have with these cases, and I didn't do that very exact thing. I would give them jurisdictional challenges and then not show up, and I'd send someone to the courtroom and tell the judge that I was out on the sidewalk, and that if they had jurisdiction, that they could send a bailiff out.
Well, yeah.
And they never would.
Yeah, outside the bar, outside their venue.
No, on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Outside the courthouse.
Hmm.
So sometimes we'd even have placards saying this is a den of criminals, and
it's really hard to find people that don't fear the government more than they fear God. You know, we've got all these Bible thumpers in this country, but they fear the government, and they won't, you know, even your best friend, it's hard to get to do something like mm-hmm. that for you.
Mike, can you stay where you are?
We sure can.
All right, stay where you are. Peter Van Dam, my guest, he'll be where he is, and we'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only two words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
Yeah, I can say it, Peter. Constructive fraud. That's what we're talking about. Peter Van Dam, my guest, and I'm enjoying this program more than many, I'll tell you. Not because I enjoy listening to torture and about torture, but because it really goes to show you how you can put a human face on what's happened in America in all of these years gone by. It's happening right now. You know, we can torture people in Iraq and torture them at Abu Ghraib. Why can't we torture them here in little old Rhode Island or Texas or anywhere else, wherever there's people being tried for crimes they haven't committed by unscrupulous judges and bureaucrats? There you'll find it, a total and complete evil in our midst. And, Mike, you're still with us from Kentucky, so you had a question or another comment you wanted to make for Peter Van Dam?
Well, I don't know if you've studied the, like, I guess the nitpicky details, like they, you know, it looks to me like that it's sort of an inland admiralty mercantilism or something to that effect, the way these venues, and I use that administrative venues, are being run.
I'm familiar with those terms.
Huh?
I'm familiar with those terms.
Yeah, I'm avoiding to use the word, the C word. Because I don't think it fits the definition. And these guys are all about splitting hair definitions, as we learned from Clinton.
Well, you know, I remember Peter Van Damme. You remember there were two police officers. One was it Lance Kelly and Frank Turano that did not pay income taxes?
Yes.
And how they were railroaded in federal court?
Well, what's new?
Yeah. I mean, I remember when wasn't it Judge Patini?
Judge Patine.
Yeah, who since finally went south, deep south. And, of course, he told these people on the jury, he told them, don't you listen to any arguments about what the law says. I'm instructing you as to what the law says. I believe that's what he did, wasn't it?
I wasn't at that trial.
I read about it.
Well, all the courts, if we can call them courts in that case, however they are arraigned, although from the Waco situation, we know that the judge can throw out the so-called jury mm-hmm. verdict, which basically means that they are not a jury but a panel of advisors.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from that basically, you know, that they're not acting like juries and they're not acting like courts. And that's just one well-known example. But I think the point I was trying to get is the rules that they're supposedly operating under is that the jury supposedly knows that they have the right to rule on the law, even if the judge tells them that he is telling them what the law is. They're supposed to know about jury nullification from society or the media. And, you know, how many court dramas do you see on TV? It never gets mentioned. And very few people know about jury nullification unless they paid attention in high school history, you know, when they covered the whole thing about prohibition. That was probably one of the biggest cases where it became impossible to convict people of possession of alcohol. But from what I gather, my research, these venues are basically being run like banks, and they treat us like we're some kind of bankrupt asset. And you've got to replace, if you want to, from what I've been hearing, there's some limited success as long as you don't argue outside of the venue. If you get into arguments after you've been found guilty, you can submit these so-called replacement bonds mm-hmm. for this bankrupt entity that they try to treat you like. And basically the defendant is sentenced to jail, but you as a natural person are then free to go. And I've been trying to get more information on that, because apparently the people that follow this argument correctly are not this argument, but this process correctly, are able to walk away from this under a provision mm-hmm. that was set up in 1933, a remedy, because there always has to be a remedy. And, of course, everybody knows pretty much that listens to this network that basically there's the bankruptcy and the national emergency in 1933.
Right, right.
Has never been rescinded.
No.
And so
it
can't. Huh?
It can't. As long as we're under this fiat money system that's totally unlawful,
I don't think it can be? You know, a lot of people may not realize when we come back from the break there, you had that clip of constructive fraud mm-hmm. from I forget the guy's name.
Carl Klang.
That's right. That is what he is referencing, constructive mm-hmm. fraud, going mm-hmm. all the way back to 1913, where yes. Congress delegated authority
right.
without the constitutional power to do so mm-hmm. by creating the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913. And so right. that's what you're talking about when there's no money. When there's 26, at least 26 currencies that use that single slash S dollar sign. And as far as the court's order not being specific, you could pay in Portuguese escutos, which is something like 30,000 to one in exchange for U.S., quote, dollars.
Yeah, but we don't see Americans standing up and doing that.
Well, I think it's because they're dumbed down, like a lot of people say, with so much infotainment-type news, they don't know what's important.
Well, you know, I remember when I first stood up to these people, and I was scared shitless.
Well, for lack of a better term.
And I realized that this fear was programmed down to the cellular level.
Yeah, more fear of God than government. I mean, it's like the beast of the Bible.
Fear of government more than of God.
Right. More fear of government than of God. And they basically have set themselves up that way as a god, and people, I think, you know, they don't realize the congruency there is between worship and fear. I mean, that's, you know, right there in Revelation, you know, worshiping the beast.
Yep. So, well, Mike, we got to run. But
all right,
thank you so much for your support and input for Peter Van Dam, my guest. Peter, do you have a website?
No.
If people wish to contact you, would you give out an email address at this time, or would you not? I know you haven't done this in a while, and it's like I'm pulling you out of a basket again. You know, you've been doing other things, and you've been trying to make a living. But if you wish to have people contact you, you can. If not, we'll...
I'm in the phone book.
Okay. In Virginia, right?
Yeah. My name's in the phone book. They can get me on the Internet through the white pages.
Right, right. And where in Virginia are you?
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. All right. Beautiful area, too. All right. We got a lot of supporters out there, as you know, a lot of people who are really... really mad as hell, as they say, and they're not going to take it anymore. Doug from Texas, I think you might be one of them. I'm not sure. Are you?
I'm slightly ticked off.
Slightly, huh?
Yeah, right.
Say hello to Peter Van Dam.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Doug.
I just want to do a little bit of nitpicking. When you said that you're, you know, you said you were licensed by God, technically that would be wrong because licensed means to have special permission. It's a privilege that other people don't have that's granted solely to you. I think
you're
all human
nitpicker.
Beings. Yeah, well, that's my nature. You know, I just can't do that. Have to do that. But wouldn't you say you have permission from God to...
Actually, I have God-given right to...
Right.
Travel.
And you have free will.
The Constitution doesn't give us rights.
No.
They all come from God.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a lot of fun. I won the case. Fortunately, the prosecutor wasn't a nitpicker.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, if I was a prosecutor, I would have been.
This is learning by doing. I'm not putting myself out as an expert. You know, the thing is I'm doing it. Most people wouldn't dare do what I've done.
That's right.
Right.
You put his neck out there on the chopping block.
I mean, when you're out there in the front lines, you don't have the luxury of being in a law library and getting all your ducks in order.
Well, I think that's about the last place I would go would be a law library if I wanted to get my ducks.
Well, I've learned a lot in a law library.
Well, they're you know, just like the little lady that Bush appointed this morning. I assume she's Jewish. I'm not sure.
No, I don't know about that. But he's nominated her. Yeah, from within his
own cabinet. I think we need some balance on the court. We only have 1.5% of the population is Jewish. We only have one. We need at least six to match Congress and have balance. So,
well, you're referring to our little sweetheart, Harriet.
Myers.
Harriet Myers, yes.
Never been married, never had any children. That's a very normal lady,
But she's pro-Bush. That's what's important, is she likes Bush. Now, that ought to get her on the court, right?
I would think so.
I mean, if she's in that administration, that ought to tell you how corrupt she has to be right from the start, I would think. But anyway, with Peter Van Dam, so you see here a guy that's been through it, and... his family was brutalized. He was brutalized by this experience, and yet it goes on. It still goes on. Although I will say this, Peter and Doug, that was then. Since then to now, across this country, what is the homeschooling movement now? Is like 1.8 million, I believe.
Well, huge, and I just worked for some people today that homeschool their children. I've known them quite a while. They have a pecan called the Pecan Grove Plantation, even.
Uh-huh.
Those kids are head and shoulders above any of their peers. Unbelievable.
Good. Amen. Thanks, Doug, for the call, brother. Got to run. Peter, can you stay with us?
Sure.
Sure. All right. More calls just ahead on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, Rick Adams here. Ageless Youth Enhancer, all organic, beyond berries. That's the product. Look 5 to 10 years younger. Add 10 years to your life. Have vibrant energy, glowing skin, radiant complexion. You name it, you'll do it. Made up of 15 of the most powerful berries from South America and the Orient, including some of the well-known ones, goji, Asia berries, noni, pomegranate, red raspberry, and many others. The strongest combination of free radical destroyers and powerful antioxidants with an AUREC value of 75,000. There are no preservatives, no pasteurization, none of that. In fact, it's organically grown. Tastes like fresh raspberries, comes in easy-to-use pure powder or 300 capsules. Cut down on your doctor's visits. Get healthy, and get healthy gums and teeth as well. To purchase, call Barbara at 800-543-6606, 800-543-6606, and ask about being a representative yourself.
This is Christine with another Brigham Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
I say we hang 'em, hang 'em, hang 'em till their toes are dangling. Stretch those faders' necks, hang 'em high before they up and bust us. Let's use old-fashioned justice and go out and get a rope and hang 'em high.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, I'll tell you, if there ever was a sentiment, boy, that's the sentiment now amongst the American public, I think, to a great degree. Not across the board, but people are being pushed to the limit. And my guest tonight is one of those that's been pushed, Peter Van Dam. And you heard his story earlier and how he was manhandled, kidnapped. He was accosted by the state, by the system, in Providence and in Rhode Island, and that goes back so many years. And yet, most of it, of course, Peter remembers just as if it were yesterday, and no wonder. Took a toll on your family, didn't it, Peter?
Well, it sure did, but it took a toll on pioneers who went out into the wilderness.
It did.
And would be surrounded by Indians or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have our challenges, and that happened to be mine, but other people have things happen to them that are more serious.
That's true, but you, as you say, you just didn't talk the talk. You actually walked the walk, and many of us have to be very grateful for what you did as one of the pioneers of the last century. 800-313-9443 is our toll-free number at Republic Broadcasting Network. Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. John in Michigan. Hi, you're on the program.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Good, thank you, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. Mr. Van Dam, I was just wondering, you said that there was nobody there to help you back in the early days there. For those of us who are young patriots, well, not young necessarily in chronological years, but new with standing up for ourselves, I'm trying to figure out how it is that you knew and how I would know. How did you know to ask the judge whether or not he was an injured party or an impartial magistrate or an advocate or whatever? Mm-hmm. And then how do I come across that same information myself?
Well, because I stood up, I became a lightning rod. And back then, apparently my name was in a lot of newspapers across the country. So I'd get some of these leaders in the movement who would call me.
Okay.
Say, Peter, you know, mm-hmm. your constitution defends the rights that you're trying to exercise, and you should read it. I didn't even know what the Constitution was. That's how well-educated I am, or
okay.
what.
Well, what?
And I went to MIT, and
right.
I was in a PhD program at Brown University, and yet I wasn't prepared for a lawless government. But there were... After I ran for governor in 82, I formed an organization called Rhode Islanders for Constitutional Education.
Yes.
That met monthly, and they would, that activity would attract speakers from around the country to come to Rhode Island and educate us about these things. And I had people attend from six or seven states, from Maine, New Hampshire, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, as well as Rhode Island. But that was because back then there weren't so many of us, or it was different. I don't know what it's like anymore. I don't think the mass media even reports when people stand up anymore.
Well,
I don't
they certainly report when they get shot down. That's
when they get shot down.
Yeah, yeah. They want people to get that image. It's futile to resist the state, the New World Order. It's good for you, you know, that type of thing.
But, you know, there are newspapers, there's a literature, and now the Internet has all this information that's available.
Yep.
And the problem for you is sifting through it in terms of what really is essential.
Right. And you never know, I don't think, what you're going to be faced with, whether it'll be a speeding ticket or, oh, who knows what, that they'll throw against you. And, you know, but this seems to be pretty basic here. As a matter of jurisdiction, asking, you know, what authority or what jurisdiction do you have, and then, you know, taking a stand from that standpoint.
Well, I had six or seven cases thrown out by just asking
right.
who was there to identify Peter Van Dam.
Right. So you think I ought to be able to find all this, and since you don't have a website, I just have to sit through, get on the web, and do my hunting, I guess.
Well, my advice to people is keep a low profile. Get educated. Don't look for trouble. You know, what I finally learned was that if I kept struggling in that, it's their game. It's their arena that I would eventually be killed. And,
right.
And now I'm on a different path, helping people learn freedom a different way.
Right. I might add also, not just look on the web, but listen to RBN as well, right, Rick?
That's right, brother. You got it.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. By the way, Peter, you sent me this this little posting today, The Law That Never
You're
Was.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend pure soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
The Radio Avenger. Gets even better.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is turned on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Sorry about that. We missed the cue in the last break in the half hour. But just saying that speaking of the income tax and other unlawful, unconstitutional venues, there's this site that Peter sent me, The Law That Never Was by Bill Benson. Right, Peter?
TheLawThatNeverWas.com.
Right. So they can go to that and get a little background on just that one particular aspect because... As an economist, you certainly knew the whole situation, as you learned, with money and Federal Reserve notes, currency, and all of that. And you know, the constitutional group that you had, Rhode Islanders for Constitutional Education, provided a forum to educate people about all these aspects of constitutional law.
I called it a remedial education.
Yeah, you did. All right, let's go back to the phones, Peter. I do want to give you a chance to talk about what you're doing privately these days, and I'll do that in a few minutes so you can tell people how you are trying to certainly make a living and help people enjoy life to its fullest. So we'll do that in just a few moments. But meanwhile, 800-313-9443 is the number. Let's go back to the phones. Ray from Oregon. Hello, you're on the program.
Hello, Rick. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Ray.
I would like to congratulate and commend Peter.
You bet.
For being a stand-up guy.
Amen.
I went through a similar situation as he has, even to the air-conditioned cell with no clothing. And I was incarcerated for 128 days,
mm-hmm.
and I underwent two consecutive hunger strikes and was near death. When they released me, I had gone through two trials. I represented myself. I was found guilty in both.
What were the charges in this case?
Well, it began with my failure to dim my headlights.
Hmm.
And it turned, when I began to hold my public officials accountable through the UCC process, they went after me through the Attorney General's office in Oregon as a paper terrorist, all for trying to hold my public officials accountable. And I went through two kangaroo courts, no question about that. And it was predicted by the court watchers that I would be found guilty in both, and I was. I was not able to bring up jury nullification. What I learned from my process is that the courts that are operating today are not constitutional courts. They're corporate courts representing the corporations of the United States and the particular state that you're in as a corporate entity. And they are not a body politic as specified in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I, like Peter, walked into this thing cold. And you either survive and you learn, or they put you away. Now, most people who walk into courts don't know it, but they consent to their own prosecution. What Peter did was to challenge their jurisdiction.
Right, exactly.
And that put them at bay. They had to prove. You see, the courts are legal fictions. They only have jurisdiction over other legal fictions, such as what is known as a juristic person with the names in all capital letters. Now, these people, in the present court date system, because of the 14th Amendment, we're presumed to be 14th Amendment citizens. If we change our status, the courts have no jurisdiction. See, right now, we're slaves. We're not called slaves, but we're called human resources, which is mm-hmm. the same thing as slaves. And they own us, lock, stock, and barrel. That's why they can take your home away, your car away.
Mm-hmm.
They can do anything they want. Your children, it's all presumed to be part of the corporate agreement with the states, with a marriage license. And most people are unaware that that's what they're caught by. Our education system dumbs us down to the realities and puts
yes.
us into a helpless state where we're considered to be wards of the state and not competent to represent ourselves.
Yeah,
and therefore, we have to have a lawyer.
I think you pretty much summed up what Peter has said and what we hear so often here on these airways, by the way. And Peter, do you have any reaction to what Ray has said?
I'm familiar with the UCC process that you were alluding to,
mm-hmm.
and that people were working with that back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely an attack on the bureaucrats, and they don't like it.
No, they don't.
But I don't think that using those tactics basically are going to help the cause, and maybe that's why I dropped out, because I realized that they've got the money, they've got the guns, and we might win a few skirmishes here and there, but you become a target, and like you. They had you in jail and no one cared.
That's right. Well, they control the news. They control the media.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're all alone.
Well, we're not all alone.
Well,
I think when people realize that they hold the power in their hands, but they don't realize it. You see, if we just boycott the whole system, take away our support, either through vote or money or whatever, the system would fall apart.
And that's what
I'm promoting on the Internet.
I had this Rhode Island for Constitutional Education program. And let me tell you that for people to acquire the knowledge that you're expressing, it's not easy. And then they have to be alone when they confront the government
with
that.
Right.
And there are many missteps. So I've always encouraged people, I say, look at what happened to Peter Van Damme. Don't follow in my footsteps. First of all, most of you aren't as bright as I am.
You know, Peter, what I found out is you can't out-lawyer the lawyers. You can't play their game.
You can't, because they have meetings about you.
That's right. That's right.
Now, why you're not going to get justice, is because the judge is a member of the Bar Association.
That's right.
Doesn't this sound like a conspiracy?
See, the tactic of making them prove jurisdiction theoretically stops. It didn't in my case. They just overruled it and made the rules as they went along.
Mm-hmm.
But the law states that when a challenge of jurisdiction is made at the court, all procedures stop until such jurisdiction is proven by the courts before it may proceed. Now, that's the law, and there's quite a bit of case law on that.
Oh, sure.
And yet they just...
They ignore it.
Exactly.
They ignore it because you don't know how to enforce it.
Right.
Like I just said, the federal judge told the jury, he said, ignore the law. Ignore it. I'm the law. I'm going to tell you what the law says and how you will rule. And this is the kind of tyranny that is out there, that exists. Thank goodness the judge finally died, and he went, as I say, he went way south. But this is the kind of tyranny that we have to deal with these judges who think they are gods.
Ray,
I got a break, Ray. Got a lot of calls. Thank you.
One minute.
Yes? Are you still there? Ray?
Yeah.
Go ahead. One more point, and then we'll move along so we can get the other callers in.
He can find it at my website www.arcenterprises.com.
Give it to us again.
www.arcenterprises, A-R-K.
A-R-K?
Yes.
All right.
And he'll find all he needs to know about what he's looking for. I can assure him of that.
Arc Enterprises. All right. Very good. Call again. Thank you very much, Ray. And now let's go back home to your old home state, Rhode Island, Peter. We've got Joe and Jim. Joe from Rhode Island. Hello.
Hi, Rick.
Hello.
It's Joe. How are you?
Good. Say hello to Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Joe.
How are you doing, buddy?
Fine. Does Rhode Island miss me?
Yes, it sure does. It sure does.
There are many of us who never forgot you, and we miss you.
Yes.
I think you're coming back and running for governor again.
Yes. Yes, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
You know, it all started in the 13th state over here. And there's this good chance it's going to start again here.
Yeah?
We hope, huh?
We hope.
From your lips to God's ears, Joe.
The Father's in control.
All right.
Revelation 15, Peter, the song that the overcomers were singing on the last day, in the last days of this age. Talked about Deuteronomy 32, the song of Moses. And in that song, that chapter, Moses said, our enemies themselves being our judges. This is in the last days. And I'd like to quote from... You see, this is my source of information. I like to quote from Micah, chapter 7, verses 2 and 3. The good man has perished out of the earth. Now, this is in the last days. And there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. Both hands, not just one. The prince or the politician asketh. The politician asketh. And the judge asketh for a reward. That word in the Hebrew is bribe.
Yeah.
This is in the last days. See, the most upright judges in the last days. This is information that's coming from the Father's mouth, written in the first world age. Brought forth to us today. This book has been, a lot of blood has been shed to bring this book forth so that these things can be revealed in the end times.
Mm-hmm.
And the great man, he uttereth his mischief, mischievous desire, so they wrap it up, and there is no justice.
Mm.
You see, it's all wrapped up.
That's right. Corrupt world, corrupt men, huh?
So as the end times draw nearer, the most upright of your judges will be the most corrupt of all, because it's deception.
Yes.
Just the outward appearance of righteousness. You see, the true judges that are going to be coming to this earth, there's 7,000 of them, and you won't be in a flesh body when these judges appear. They're going to be judges of God's word, bringing forth God's words with true justice for all. Something
Amen.
That will be vastly absent at that
time. I think I can deal with that judge, but I don't know about these judges, how they're going to deal with it, Joe. They're not going to be banging the gavel then, will they?
No, these judges, their name, let me just give you their name in the Hebrew.
Okay.
Zadok.
Mm-hmm. Zadok.
The justified.
Right.
They were not only justified in this earth age, Rick.
Right.
They were justified in the world age it was.
Amen, Joe. And
thank you, Peter, and thank you, Rick.
Thank you. Thank you for your encouragement to both of us and Peter in particular. And let's go to Jim now. Jim in Providence. Hello, Jim.
How are you doing tonight, Rick?
Good. Very good. Thank you.
I was glad to hear Peter. Man, how you doing, Peter? I was wondering how you've been doing. I was a regular at your Reynolds for Constitutional Education. I learned a lot there, and certainly opened my eyes. And I pointed out to Rick on his local radio station that I thought that you had the correct idea that the institutions that are the most threatening to traditional values and families are the family court and the public schools, because they have a statist agenda based on social science or scientific socialism. They have
humanism.
Huh?
Humanism.
Yeah, humanism, liberalism, communism, Marxism, it all denies the rights that come from God that exist prior to the establishment of the state.
Right.
And I was glad to hear you talk about earlier about your experiences being part of a larger agenda and put them in a long-term historical context, because I think that I feel the same way. Even though there's been serious damage done, I look at it at a long-term basis. I wanted to put out a little information, right? There was a book put out in the late 80s by a guy named Roger Kimball from the New Criterion called Tenured Radicals, about how the institutions like Brown and all the Ivy League colleges were taken over by Marxist professors who were people from the New Left of the 60s. He put out a later sequel called The Long March, where he outlines how they've managed to put this agenda in place. It's very real, and it's not a joke, but I agree that you have to separate yourself from the state's agenda. Ironically enough, that's what happened in Poland when they started the breakdown of communism in Eastern Europe. They went back to their churches, to their families, and to their traditional culture, and made the state of irrelevancy, and I think that's the only pattern that will work.
Well, I think that's why I'm teaching people how to be healthy, so that the whole medical establishment
yes.
can be irrelevant.
Amen.
Oh, sure. You gotta be fit to fight.
Amen to that. Jim, thank you for the call, brother.
Sure thing.
All right. John in Little Rock. Hi, you're on the program.
Yeah. Rabbi Rob the Trader taking the night off.
Okay, good.
Yeah. It's Cousin Yusuf who loves sticking his hands in people's pockets.
All right. Say hello to Peter Van Dam, will you?
Heaven Jews, yeah. Well, everything sounds pretty good. And your other guest for this guy that came in a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he's still listening. Has he ever thought about podcasting?
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. Peter, have you ever thought about the podcasting?
Well, I'd like to hear more about
About
having,
what?
Having your own pod, your on a computer, so that people can be in touch with you and basically see what you're up to every day.
No, I haven't thought of it. I've
You're fairly new to the computer world too, right?
No.
No.
Remember, I went to MIT. So.
Well, I'm talking about today's computers now. I mean, then they weren't PCs, were they?
No, but I have a PC. I'm on the Internet every day.
All right. Then maybe you can think about looking into a pod or looking into an iPod, for the listeners who'd like to be able to be in touch with you on a regular basis, or at least a website.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that would be something you might be able to do.
Well, that's what Edgar Steele does. He just say what he got to say on a microphone, and then he uploads it to a website.
Right.
You don't even need a computer. All you need is an MP3 player with voice recording.
That's true. That's true.
And,
all right, we got a break, John. Thanks for your call, brother. All right, let's come right back with Peter Van Dam, and we'll wrap things up. Rick Adams with you.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Uri International, that's the name. Put the good health and nutrition back in your food with 30 years of research in organic farming and importing powerful organic berries from South America and the Orient. This is an exciting nutrition buying club with a 50% fast cash bonus paid weekly for sharing these exceptional organic products with friends and family. No additives, no preservatives, no pasteurization, coming right from the farm to you. Take it from me, Rick Adams. These products will change the health of your body and your life with the highest quality, tremendous value, low prices, and a great opportunity for you to make that extra money you need. Over 35 live products, free website, training, and leads. This is the company you've been waiting for. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. Call Barbara right now, 1-800-543-6606. That's 1-800-543-6606, Uri International.
In times of emergency, one of the most important resources you will need is information. Introducing the Kato, the KA-007. This inexpensive receiver covers the complete AM and FM bands and most of the worldwide shortwave frequencies. It also includes NOAA Weather Service reception and Channel 2 through 13 television audio. Most widespread emergencies in the United States are weather-related, and with the four-way power system, you will always be able to power this radio. There is a crank handle for the dynamo power. Power, a solar panel on top of the receiver, included AC adapter, internal nickel metal high drive batteries, or it will run on three standard AA batteries. This radio is a must-have for your home, car, or bug-out pack. A year too early is better than a day too late. Don't wait. Order your Kato 007 emergency radios today. Only $45, including shipping. Call 800-724-2719 or place your order at rbnlive.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
And that's the question for you. All right. Peter, I'm sorry we spent so much time, but you've generated so much interest that we didn't really have a lot of time to talk about your health program, but why don't you just spend a couple of moments now, the 5 minutes or so we have left, just to tell us what you're doing and how people can benefit from it, and then we'll have you back again.
Well, I realize that the true freedom is not fighting in the courts. That you're just going to get into bondage. And it's endless litigation, as Roger Elvick used to describe it. And in fact, some of the people that were on your program sounded like students of his, pioneering work back in the 70s and 80s.
Right.
But I moved to Virginia Beach in 2000 to put together some books, one on meditation and another on the physiology of spirit. And I'm at the near an organization called the Association for Research and Enlightenment, which is based on the Edgar Cayce material. And so at all our conferences, I present a special series of lymphatic exercises that are quite different from typical exercises that give people energy and help them recover their health. And I teach rejuvenation and meditation and have even been invited by a hospital and up to Boston to give a day-long program on this lifestyle,
which
not only is exercise, but learning how to really have a practical alkaline-reacting diet and how important your attitudes and understanding the systems of the body work and where meditation has a profound role in all this.
So if people want to learn about this, would you want to give out your phone number now since you're in the book?
Yeah. Well, they could email me if they're interested in this.
Good enough.
They can email me at pvandam@edgarcayce.org.
All right. Give it to us a little more slowly now. P as in Peter, right?
Right.
Van Dam, that's V-A-N-D-A-A-M.
Yeah, all one word, P. Van Dam, at Edgar, E-D-G-A-R, Casey, C-A-Y-C-E, .org.
Very good. All right, Peter. Go ahead, quickly.
And that would be for this material, which is far more important than all this legal stuff.
Well, you got to be well first to fight if you're going to fight, right?
Exactly. You know, I haven't been ill in 28 years, and don't use supplements.
Wow. Peter, can we have you back again? You're so popular and you're so enlightening, brother.
Sure.
We'll do it. All right, we'll do it again soon. We'll do it on a regular basis, all right? Thank you, Peter Van Dam. God bless. Great show. Tomorrow night we'll have a rebroadcast of last Tuesday's program, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you live again Wednesday night. So stay tuned. Eustace Mullins tomorrow night. Rick Adams, God willing, Wednesday night at 8 Central. Good night.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.